The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This man's going to be at the Holland Performing Arts Center. That's in Omaha, Thursday, April 13th. In Kansas City at the Arvest Bank Theater, Friday, April 14th. For all of the ticket info and tour dates, lewisblack.com is the website. You can follow Lou on Twitter at @TheLewisBlack. And Puss is fluffing Lewis as we speak. I believe he's talking to him now. And long conversation with our buddy Lewis Black. We just mentioned where he's going to be in Omaha and Kansas City. Once again, if you want to check out all Lou's dates, lewisblack.com. Lou.
Welcome, sir.
Hey.
How you been?
How we doing?
Good, man. You?
Oh, it gets better every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Let's get rid of these environmental rules. That'll be good.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about this yesterday, and you're old enough, a little older than us, and you remember the what cities looked like before these rules?
Yeah.
Why are people against clean air?
You can't write it.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's like, you know, they go, somebody was yelling at me, but what about 1984? So 1984 isn't even in the ballpark of this.
No.
1984, you kind of at least, they're wearing odd uniforms. There's stuff you can see. Now it's just like regular people wandering around in shorts and a T-shirt going, you know what I want in the backyard? Fracking. I want them to frack. The state of Oklahoma has the most
earthquakes
in the country now. Yes. It's Oklahoma.
Yeah, we'll get arguments about that too, believe it or not. I know you do too.
What's the argument, Schmuck?
There is none. There's none. There's none.
What, did anything occur before that? What did Oklahoma have? Except like, oh, God. Look, I can see 500 miles, and there's nothing in the way.
No, and it's all centered.
That's what Oklahoma had.
In one certain area, too, northern Oklahoma.
Lou, I thought of you last night, so I knew we were going to talk to you today. I was watching the CBS Evening News, and they got this guy who's been studying climate science his whole life, and he was one of the originals in the early 90s to come up with the man-made thing. And they showed Trump saying, that's a hoax. And he was saying, because it's pretty depressing when you spend your whole life studying something, and some moron just says it's a hoax. Drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
Yeah. It's like the head of the EPA.
Yes.
Who comes from Oklahoma, and basically spent his time litigating against the EPA. Look, I get it. If there are regulations that make it difficult for there to be a financial gain for a business, and it's kind of a stupid regulation, then you kind of say, no, we shouldn't have that regulation. But you just say, okay, what we really need is to bring back coal mines.
He signs that thing yesterday. He looks to this dude standing next to him and goes, that means you're going back to work. Like he's going to go right back into the coal mine that day, right?
Yeah.
And then the numbers come out that it's not going to help anyway.
No, it's not.
So you kind of go, it's like living through a... I feel this is what it must be like inside the brain of someone who's had a stroke.
Right.
That's what we're all experiencing.
And wasn't there an incident in West Virginia recently where they've been dumping coal sludge into the river for a long time?
I want to ask this, Lewis, because you know what? Once again, I mentioned the age situation. Todd and I were about 10 years younger than you, so we were not coherent during Nixon. I'll ask you, because you were actually a pretty educated man and coherent during Nixon. When did the tide turn and people in his own party said he's got to go? Or did Nixon always have a 35-40% at the end?
What was weird was it started just after he was elected, and it was the Washington Post kind of dredging up this stuff.
Right.
And it was kind of ignored until one of the dominoes started to fall. It wasn't within the party. It was actually the guy, you know, it was a lot of it was the guys around, you know, who had done this stuff.
Yeah, and he was
they caught, and then all of a sudden, once they caught the first guy, they went to the next guy, and then the next guy, and then it led right into the White House.
Well, that's the thing about what's happening now. There's a lot of guys around him doing bad things, and you think they're starting to get caught, but nobody can do anything because the Republicans run the people catching them.
No, and people pull the cliche fake news card, and they didn't back in the Nixon era because people actually trusted the media a little more. I think there's a big mistrust of the media, and I don't know where that came from.
Well, it came from the fact that there were other medias created. You know,
yeah.
There were medias that were created that essentially would allow you to believe what you believe without having to have facts. You know, this whole idea of it's like, well, you know, there's another kind of news. It's the what you feel news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel this way, and so therefore it's real. It's like Oprah news.
Yeah. They play like on your emotions rather than reporting facts.
I mean, Breitbart, I didn't even know Breitbart existed. Did you?
No, I did not.
I was going, God, you know, I mean, there's a comic. What? How did I miss that? I did not have that years ago. You know, God, there's somebody publishing this stuff like it's the National Enquirer, even taking it on a more psychotic bent. And then to be able to read the Jews are doing bad things on stage. Look at what we Jews are doing. I had no idea. I didn't know it existed. These schmucks, somehow they go, hey, everybody, you know, look, there's this thing called Breitbart. Now you got this a whole other group of people who are going to take it as legitimate.
Oh, yeah, they take it as gospel. That's some people, that's their only source of news is Breitbart.
Yeah. You know, and I, look, it's the same thing over and over again. It's, you know, all we did was find a, look, let's find another way not to get anything done. Okay, yeah. Here's a good idea. Let's elect somebody who's run a business, and we'll run the government like a business. I'm sure that'll work.
And that's not going to work, obviously.
Well, I knew that wasn't going to work.
No, everybody.
Oh, give them a chance, civics. Lewis.
I took civics. Got it? Yeah.
Lewis,
there's nothing in the civics. There's nothing in civics that you take in high school that would lead you to the conclusion that a business, somebody just wandering into the government who doesn't even read the Constitution.
In your circle of friends, do you have Trump supporters and do you have a discussion with them?
No, I live in New York.
Yeah,
okay.
No, you're right. You're right. You don't need that.
In New York, we lived with him.
Yeah, there's no Trump supporters.
So 9 out of 10 New Yorkers voted against him.
9 out of 10.
Why? Because he's a gas bag. Okay? I lived with him for 40 years.
Yeah, you do.
So somebody from outside of New York, looking at him, watched him on TV where he's kind of cute and funny and, boy, look, he fired all those people. He's really good.
Lou, yeah. You want to go nuts, Lou? There's a videos out there of some Kentucky voters that are told, hypothetically, this is hypothetical to them at least, if Trump was considered to be, if he was found out to be an agent of the Russian government, would you still support him? And they all said yes, and you will shoot yourself in the head.
Well, you know, I don't mind if Kentucky becomes a Russian state. That'll work. And that'll be fun, and then you'll visit, and you'll have to have a passport.
To go to Kentucky,
you know, just to get to the Derby.
But you tour the country, and I'm familiar with people who are of sound mind, or at least I thought, that are still Trump supporters. Although I
don't know who those guys are. I don't know those guys.
Well, I engage.
I know
them
you do, but I don't.
A little more than you.
And they're
do.
Not really sound mind, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I mean, they might be.
Also,
they might be Republicans, but they're not Trump supporters. I get those guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no. Well, because, you know, I mean, it's that simple thing of, you know, we got here because both parties made a conscious decision to nominate people that nobody liked.
Yeah, yes.
What a good idea.
That is true. That's exactly
and
right.
And that's something else you learn in civics class.
That's what happened. And I think people the people that I know that voted for Trump and now are kind of regretting it, they just wanted something different.
Well, they got it.
And I guess I get that mindset, but, you know, they really didn't think it through.
Really?
No, they didn't think it, you know.
No.
Yeah. And then you know, they voted against her.
That was it.
And then today she made an appearance on TV and I went, no.
Yeah. Now she pops
go
up.
Go back.
Yeah, she
Goodbye.
Should go back.
And then the Democrats, the Democrats, you know, look, look at the opposition party at this point. It's like it's like, where did they, you know, they all, some of them ought to just be in straitjackets. I would consider listening to Nancy Pelosi if she was wearing a straitjacket, just for a difference. You know, that they, because she's, it's unbelievable. You picked her again. You know, she didn't get through the last time, Putz.
You know, you said Bowman still takes care of a lot of the Trump stuff before you go on stage here. But have you had any hassles recently, Lewis?
Well, we had somebody yell out, "Why don't you do Obama jokes?"
Oh, jeez. He's not in charge anymore. Is that right?
I said, first off, I'm going to just point out, because apparently he didn't get the news here. He wasn't elected to a third term.
No, he was not.
I said, like it or not, I said a lot of things about Obama, including about the Affordable Care Act. I yelled about it. I said, but the fact of the matter is, he's not funny.
No, no, no. He was not funny.
Trump's funny.
Right. He never put himself out there, never did wacky tweets. You know, so.
Or then you got people going, please don't. I had some woman whining in the back of the house. I'd done 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I was pretty much at the end of the really, because I usually, in all of my stand up, have always put politics at the end, and now I put it at the beginning and then go on to other stuff.
Got it.
And I put it at the beginning because I know that people in part are there because of that.
Right.
So,
Politics has become pop culture anymore.
Well, it's Lewis Black, too. It's Lewis Black. So,
and we expect that from Lewis.
So you put it at the beginning.
And so I put it at the beginning, and then this, I got 15 minutes into this, woman goes, no more politics, no more politics. I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? Huh?
Yeah.
What do you want me to juggle? I said, who the hell did you think was coming to play? Well, I want it to be, talk about the other stuff. Well, name something. But.
That's so lame, because when people yell no more politics, and believe me, we've been going through that too on this show since November. We've talked about politics for 20-some years on this program.
Yeah, we discuss what's in the news. We discuss pop culture.
And when they yell that, it's like the only one person yells that is Trump supporter. They yell no more politics. That's it. Nobody else yells that. Nobody.
No, okay, well, I mean, it's this whole concept, too, of like, you know, oh, God, you went after him, so you're going, you know, you're... Give him a chance. I gave none of them a chance.
Give him a chance.
I gave none of them a chance. I've already been with him for watching him debate for a year, you idiot. You act like he just showed up. I'm going to do this, and it's going to be bigly. I mean, what level of... He doesn't even speak the English language well.
No, I think they've worked out. He speaks at a sixth grade level. That's the story.
Is that right?
That's what the story is.
Yeah, because you know he doesn't transcribe real well because he doesn't. He's not an orator. He just gets up there and talks.
Gas bag, you know, like Lewis said there.
Yeah. He's just a blowhard.
Lewis in person, by the way, too, in Omaha, the Holland Performing Arts Center, Thursday, April 13th, in Kansas City, the Arvest Banker Theater, and all over the place too.
Keep coming to your town soon. LewisBlack.com.
So what else? Everything's going well besides this.
Oh, yeah. Boy, yeah. Sure. My parents are starting. Here's another one. Here's a happy subject. My parents are starting to slip. Mom's moving. They're 98 and 99. So what do you expect?
Man, that's good, though. But that also means you're going to live that long.
Oh, boy. Oh, sure.
Sorry to point that out.
You know, really. Well, they better come up with some, you know. Oh, we found a new organ for you, Lewis. So we're going to be able to replace all those organs, and we have some new flesh we're going to put on your body.
Okay, so they're,
watched it.
They're 98. My mom's, 98 and 99. Is your mom 98?
Yeah, my mom's 98. My pop's 99. My mom said when she hit 98 that nobody should live this long.
Oh, she actually said that. Yeah, okay.
She said that, and then she said, I sat down, and I went through all the years last night, and I'm going to tell you, they don't add up.
Are they both still capable, though?
My father, who's never played golf, is watching golf like 4 hours a day.
Okay.
And he loves it. Yeah. You don't think he's really, his hearing is really bad, but you don't think he's really paying attention. And then 10 minutes into the conversation, he's quiet, and he's got a zinger.
Oh, okay.
He's like, yeah, and so he's still, and he he's still trying to along. My mother's having dementia problems. So,
oh, 98.
And she just broke her hip.
Oh, okay. Ow.
And then came through the surgery with flying colors. But the thing is, here's the other one. Here's also what we're going to be facing is that I'm lucky enough I can get them full-time caretakers because that's what they need.
Right. You are lucky.
My mother has no editing equipment, so she's just screaming at people. You're hitting my stuff. Everything's been hidden, and then I have to call up. No, nothing's hidden. No, nobody's listening to these phone calls. But I can afford that. It's like, I don't know how people do it.
And you can afford it, and probably costs a bunch of money, too, even though you can afford it. I mean, for a full-time caretaker, yeah.
I mean, it's really, and I believe, actually, 2 more years under the Trump administration, all of us will be in an assisted living situation. And that's where the jobs will come from.
Wouldn't it be
27-year-olds, those 27-year-olds who've got no jobs will have to actually get me to the bathroom. Because I don't know if I've got the energy to get out of bed anymore.
You probably had a 27-year-old take you to the bathroom sometime recently, I'm sure.
On the bus.
Okay, 37. I will go with 27. What the hell? Sure. Likes Lewis Black.
No, keep my fantasy going.
Isn't it nice to know that genetically, you could still be doing comedy at 98, except the stage show would be you standing there for about 10 minutes, silence, and then you'd throw a zinger out there. I would go to that show.
Because
I'd be about 88.
I think Puss told you this, our producer told you this, that he saw Rock Dog.
I know.
And you're in that.
Yeah, he's the only one in America who saw it. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, you said that basically...
me and my daughter.
You said... Oh, yeah, because he took your daughter.
I had to take a 7-year-old with me.
You said it's big in Canada, right?
In Canada, apparently. My driver says in Canada it's a hard ticket to come by.
Rock Dog.
I don't know what version they have there. I guess my wolf character shows his testicles in Canada.
I missed that scene.
Oh, you're a wolf in this. Because I didn't even see that. When he said he saw this, I don't even think I saw the previews of Rock Dog.
I might have seen one like print ad in Entertainment Weekly or something. Yeah. But yeah, it's been hard to come by.
They kind of came in and came out. It was strange. It was and a great cast.
Yeah, Luke Wilson, J.K. Simmons, Eddie Izzard, and Kenan Thompson. Yeah, that's his great cast.
Matt Dillon.
Yeah, and you are the...
Sam Elliott.
Lewis
Black. It was great.
You're the wolf with the balls hanging out, I take it.
Seriously, the greatest thing about it was the fact that it is... I could have spent my entire life trying to create the body that wolf has.
All right.
And I never would have made it. God.
Oh, he's a ripped wolf?
My wolf is super ripped.
Oh, okay.
he's the main villain in the movie.
Oh, you're the villain, too. Right. All right.
Yeah. So they, like Archer, they base the character on what the person who's voicing it looks like in real life. I love Sam Elliott's character's name. It's Fleetwood Yak.
Fleetwood.
He's a yak.
Yeah, he's the wise old yak in the Village of Sheep.
Well, this should have been bigger in the United States.
Yes.
Maybe we'll be on DVD or something like that.
Like we've talked before, I rate kids' movies as completely awful to fairly tolerable, and this one was fairly tolerable.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you awful?
It was an okay movie, I think, and... for some reason, I mean, I have no idea what the... Well, you know, they were supposed to be... The idea was is they were opening it in China, and they're two major guys who do cinema in China.
Right.
And one of the groups had done this. They tried to do the film on their own, then they gave it to us to do, and gave it to an American company. They did it. They brought it back into China. The other Chinese company has all the theaters, and this Chinese company insulted that Chinese company, and then they didn't. So it wasn't shown in China. So I don't know. So that may have affected their advertising budget here.
All right, let me ask this.
But God knows those Canadians.
They love it.
They love it.
And that's why I say let them come in whenever they want. I don't care.
I'll ask you this invasive question. Was that a good paycheck?
It wasn't bad considering the amount of work. Yeah, it's a great paycheck.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. If you broke it down by the hour, it would have been a pretty good paycheck.
Are you asked those a lot now since, what was the other one? The one about you
Inside Out.
Inside Out with Anger. Obviously, that was a huge hit. And then this, are you asked for more of those now? Because your voice?
No.
Okay, not no.
You're the only people who call me up and ask to spend time with me.
I don't believe that for a second.
People love Lou. Lou,
everybody loves you.
Yeah, LewisBlack.com for all the dates there to check out our buddy Lou. Lou, we appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, my pleasure. We're going to be coming out. I've heard the first few. The Audible, which is an Amazon group, but it's Audible. I don't know if you've heard of these guys.
Yes.
And they put together from my the rants that I do after the show and that I still do it in front of the audience, yeah, which I'll be doing out there. They're putting together 15-minute segments that you can, if you go to Audible, starting in late April, you'll be able to, I'll be back on talking to you about it, but you can go to, and you can hear like a 15-minute piece. It'd be 3 5-minute sections. And then,
oh, yeah, that's the stuff you're doing.
I listened to it yesterday, and I have to say, I'm never good at listening to my stuff, but it's pretty good.
Okay, you told me the stuff you do after the shows, right?
This is a little bonus.
Yeah. The live stuff, right?
A little bonus footage.
Excellent.
All right. It's the bonus footage, and it goes out throughout the world. I mean, that's what's been extraordinary.
Audible.com. That's coming up at the end of April, right? We'll be able to find those.
Yep.
Cool. All right, bro. We'll see you soon, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, that was great. Thank you.
Always
a pleasure.
Always, bud.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Holland Performing Arts Center in Omaha, Thursday, April 13th. Kansas City Harvest Bank Theater, Friday, April 14th. For all his dates, LewisBlack.com. Is he like in Des Moines, any place like that?
I think he's in Cedar Rapids this weekend.
How about out in Nevada?
I didn't see anything, no.
Well, he's everywhere, so check out his dates.
Every time
you haven't seen Lewis in person, it's an amazing show.
Yeah, every time his tour schedule runs out, he just tacks more on. You know, yeah. he's constantly on the move.
He'll be at the Holland Performing Arts Center and on Thursday, April 13th in our town. And in our town, Saturday, you'll be where?
The Backline Improv Theater
at
downtown.
Nick Allen, at Nick's Allen's, by the way, too. We had our buddy Cleet checked in today. We talked a little bit about refereeing and yelling at refs and all that kind of stuff. Tomorrow, Chad Zumach, right?
Chad Zumach and Sean O'Brien both stopping by.
And they're with Bert Kreischer, who's here just Friday and Saturday, right?
Yes.
Those will be great shows.
Bert will be in the studio on Friday.
We are tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. I want to thank our buddy Lewis, always a good friend. And just all you do is say hi, and he goes off.
He goes. It's awesome.
I love that. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.